And finally today, it takes just a small dose of American blues to get Serbian musician Ana Popović excited. She was immersed in the music as a kid growing up in Belgrade. That's a long way from New Orleans, which is where she recorded her latest album, Unconditional. Here's a tune from that CD, Your Love Ain't Real. Ana Popović joins us from New York. And Ana, the other night I was listening to your album on my stereo at home. I've got one of those five CD changers. And I was in the other room and suddenly I heard what sounded like Janis Joplin. And I thought, I don't remember putting Janis on the CD player. And it turned out to be this song, Your Love Ain't Real. That's pretty cool. I imagine I'm not the only one who's made the connection to Janis Joplin.
No, you know, people make all kinds of connections, but I am influenced by Nina Simone and Coco Taylor. Of course, Janis Joplin in my early years, but the most actually by male blues singers and players.
Like
Howlin' Wolf. When I started singing and playing, I actually tried really hard sounding like Howlin' Wolf. It was not a very good idea, but I do definitely like a lot of male blues players and singers, and Elmo James and Booker White and all the guitar players like Stevie Ray Vaughan. And yeah, you know, just I love blues, all of its shades.
It's a great lineup and a great number of people you mentioned there. You're in your mid-30s now. Take us back to when you were a kid growing up in Belgrade in what was then Yugoslavia. Your dad's musical taste, I understand, had a pretty big influence on you.
Yeah, well, there was nothing else to choose in our home except listening to blues. My dad would get us around guitar and encourage us to sing. And we were just singing these songs. You know, we were singing Victoria Spivey, and we were singing Elmo James and Robert Johnson. There was just a regular, normal music for us. And I've never listened to Serbian music, and American music feels very natural to me. I used to sing it way before I would understand what I was singing about.
And you don't listen to Serbian music because you don't like it, or just, you know, why not?
You know, it was never just my music. You know, I'm not into Balkan grooves and Balkan feels. And I do, however, love my country, and I love going back to Belgrade. And every time surprises me how many fans I have there.
And when you were younger, how common was it to find, you know, a woman playing in blues clubs in Belgrade?
There were non women playing blues in clubs, and there were, you know, rarely clubs, but they were. But it was always sort of a cult. It was never mainstream or anything. Actually, however, my band, Hush, was first to record for a national recording house in Serbia, recording blues. Mm. That was the times where we all tried to get rid of Milosevic with our student demonstrations and our demonstrating for 10 years long. It was all about the same time, of course.
Do any of the songs on your new album, Unconditional, talk about Serbia directly?
Sort of. Unconditional is all about blues. It's all about the feel. It's all about me enjoying moment of playing on stage. Unconditional is all about feel and all about your passion for what you do.
If Unconditional is all about the blues, I imagine part of that has to do with the fact with where you recorded it, which was in New Orleans over a period of 3 months. What was that like for you? Did it feel like home? Were you comfortable recording there?
Completely. You know, I love America, and when I went to New Orleans, I've never experienced anything like that. People are so open. They soak you in. They have a certain hope and positivity after what happened to them that I haven't seen anywhere else. I do kind of recognize it from Belgrade after the disasters that were happening there. Mm. The people are just eager to just have good life and have fun and enjoy the life that they have now. Absolutely, the record was really influenced much more than just musically.
Mm. Needless to say, your dad must be pretty proud to have Ana Popović in his record collection right next to Buddy Guy and Robert Cray.
I was his first non-American artist that he actually had a record in his collection.
Are you kidding me?
He was only exclusively listening to American artists, always.
Wow, so maybe you're more proud than he is.
Well, yeah, no, he's very supportive, yeah.
Ana Popović's new album is called Unconditional. You can watch the official music video for the title track and see if her U.S. tour swings through your state. Just go to theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
Gonna see my sweet honey baby. Gonna break these chains off to ride. Gonna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, I'm sure it's high in the sun. Hold a steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that I'm gonna